Our Tokyo correspondent Rachel Mealy is on the line now. Rachel, what's the latest?
Emily, the tsunami warnings which were issued along the Pacific coast initially have now been downgraded from the highest level of warning to a caution, and residents are starting to return to their homes. Now, what's happened is that waves ranging from 30 centimetres to 140 centimetres have been recorded at various points along the Pacific coast. And as we heard in that report, fishermen along that entire coastline went out to take their boats out to sea to protect them from being damaged from any waves that were on the way. We are headed to Fukushima and to Sendai City today to do some further reporting to the ABC, and there are very few reports of damage at this stage, and that's not unusual because you have to imagine that these people were all thrust from their homes very early with this wake-up call of an earthquake and a tsunami warning siren. So we're just not sure yet about the level of earthquake damage that's been recorded in some of those residential areas along the coast.
I was just going to ask you about damage, but also casualties. Are hospitals reporting an influx of people coming in with any sort of injuries?
Not as yet. I think that's something that we can really be thankful for in terms of the contrast to the 2011 earthquake. It seems as though there has been quite a sophisticated operation this morning in terms of issuing these alerts and warnings about tsunami. Report that you just heard a moment ago about sporadic text messages on warning systems seems to be starting to emerge now. I had heard earlier in the day that people were getting warnings on their smartphones about the tsunami alerts that were in operation for their area. But I guess as the day progresses, we'll find out whether that worked effectively or not.
What advice is coming from authorities now about movement generally? Can people go back to their homes with confidence, do you think?
Look, it is very prefectural based at the moment, so local areas are issuing that sort of information to residents. In some areas, they have said that the tsunami warning has been downgraded to a caution. In some areas, the alert is still at a higher level and people are being told to stay where they are for now. So I think that authorities with 2011 in mind will err on the side of caution and keep people in evacuation areas for much longer this time around than we saw in 2011.
And just on that, Rachel, in light of what happened in 2011 and the more sophisticated alert system, does it seem that people are getting the most up-to-date and relevant information that they need? There's no alarm or panic?
Well, I guess that is what is in stark contrast from 5 years ago, is that most people have a smartphone these days. In 2011, it was a little bit not as common to own a smartphone and have access to that information. As I said, there has been reports that the warning system has been a little sporadic this morning, but I think on the whole, the national broadcaster carried warnings from within almost immediately after the quake that people were to move to higher ground. They used very emotive language. They said on those warnings, please remember the loss of life that happened after 2011. Go and check on your elderly neighbours. Move to higher ground immediately. It was very emotive language to get people moving and to make sure that they were heeding the warnings and paying attention this time around.
And has there been any information about the stability or indeed the integrity of the nuclear facilities?
Well, the operator TEPCO, which operates the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, held a press conference a short time ago, and they said that all of their systems are intact and operating as they should be. Now, about an hour or two after the initial earthquake, a cooling system at the second... So in Fukushima, there are two nuclear power plants. One has experienced the meltdown in 2011 and another was completely unharmed by that disaster. Now, at the second nuclear power plant, there are 2,500 spent fuel rods in a containment vessel, and the cooling pump was damaged this morning and was shut down for a period of about 30 minutes. Now, TEPCO has said this morning that is back up and everything is operating normally, but as we've heard before in Japan, those reports of everything being normal at nuclear power plants are often met with a little bit of scepticism.
Tokyo correspondent Rachel Mealy.